This is Gospel Jazz Radio. I'm Dwayne Benton, and man, I'm excited right now because I get to spend time with the one, the only, Layla Hathaway.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. I can't complain.
All right. So listen, let's get into the conversation, Layla. After 5 Grammys and so much success with tours and number one records, is there still pressure to be Donnie's daughter?
You know, it's pretty normal. It's like you walking in your father's shoes or mother's shoes. You know, it's just a part of who I am. So I happen to be the child of my parents.
I want to go back a little bit and talk about a record you recorded, which happens to be Gospel Jazz, is what we call the station. And it was Don't Forget to Remember with Donald Lawrence. How'd that come about?
Well, actually, Donald called me to work on the record, and I flew to Chicago to meet him to work on that record. And he's so talented, and my mother was so proud when I told her I was going to do a record with Donald Lawrence. And that song came out so great. Very proud of it.
Yeah, I love that entire project you did, and also the ones you've done with Kirk Whalum. I want to go back. A lot of singers say, well, I started singing in church. Is that Layla's story?
Well, I started actually just singing around the house, growing up in the household of 2 musician parents. So I never really, really sang in church. I sang in a couple of gospel choirs at college and sang in church, you know, off and on growing up. But not really. I just was always in music. So it's always been a part of my life.
So now that you've done quite a few gospel-type songs or gospel jazz songs, can we expect Layla to give us maybe something on an inspirational tip in the future?
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. It's funny. A lot of the music that I have recorded, people see it that way anyway. Yeah,
okay.
So that's a beautiful thing. They understand my intent, even though, you know, it doesn't look or feel the same as other things.
Thank you, Layla.